Welcome to Spiritually Connected Today Devotional Podcast, where we provide biblical truth and principles to help you stay connected and focused as you continue to deepen your daily walk with God. I am Althea Lovell. Today, I'll be looking at the return of the prodigal. Our text is taken from Luke 15, 11 to 20. When Michelle decides that they want to leave home and abandon their faith, it's a very difficult time for any parent because they often feel that they've done their best in training the child the right way, yet they have chosen to go on a wayward path. Today, we will see how his father dealt with a similar situation and his reaction towards his son. When the son came and asked his father to give him his inheritance, his father gave it to him. So he traveled to a distant country, and there he wasted his fortune in reckless and immoral living. As a famine hit the country, he had to get a job. So he was sent into the fields to feed pigs. When he finally came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough food? Well, I am dying here of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just treat me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion for him. I ran and embraced him and kissed him." Children at times don't understand the things their parents are saying to them or trying to protect them from. Clearly, this young man was not responsible or mature enough to handle his inheritance, so he squandered it. When you have money, you have lots of friends. But when you don't, there are nowhere to be seen. You see, bad choices can take you on a downward path. At least he came to his senses, swallowed his pride, and returned to his father's home. Seeing his son afar, way off, this father embraced his son and had compassion towards him. Even though the son saw himself as worthless, his father was happy to see his son returned home. It is possible that when the son was out there squandering his inheritance, his father was daily praying that he would come to his senses. So when he saw his son, he was elated that he had returned home and held a celebration for him. One main lesson that can be learned from this story is to never give up on your children, but to continue praying for them until they come to their senses and return home. Here are some action steps I want you to take. Show love and compassion to your children when they make mistakes, and do not constantly remind them of the wrongs they have done, because God has forgiven you for the mistakes that you have made, and he don't remind you of them. He wants you to assist them wherever possible on getting them back on the right path. I want to leave this Bible verse with you. Proverbs 22:6. "Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for parents who are having a difficult time right now with their children. Help them not to give up, but to turn their cares and worries over to you, trusting and believing that you are more than able to help them. I ask that you will help those children who have taken a wayward path to come to their senses and turn back to you. And may they know that you love them unconditionally. I thank you for every relationship that you will restore. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Hit the link in the show notes to sign up for Spiritually Connected Today newsletter. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram, and visit our website at www.spirituallyconnected.today. Until next time, bye.